I'm Minerva Vasquez, WRPR News. For the past 3 years, the leading cause of motor vehicle accidents has been linked to intoxicated drivers. Michael Rizzo lost a close friend due to drunk driving, which led to a car crash. He is now against having any alcohol before getting behind the wheel. Intoxicated drivers say when they drink, their mind tells them they are able to operate their vehicle. But Michael Rizzo knows that's not really possible.
I've drinking to the point where I had too much to drink, but I wasn't the one to get behind the wheel. I've had a few friends that have drinking past that point and refused to have somebody else drive.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says last year there were about 13,000 fatalities associated with drunk driving. Anthony DeAugustine of the Bergen County Prosecutor's Office gives us his perspective on drunk driving.
The problem is that there is a lack of perception in how they, how they operate a vehicle. It increases the chances of getting into an accident or actually killing somebody.
From a citizen's perspective, most of us understand that driving while impaired is illegal and dangerous. But for law enforcement officers, it goes beyond that.
If you stop someone and you believe they're under the influence and you let them continue and they get into an accident or seriously hurt somebody or kill somebody, you can be liable as a police officer for making that motor vehicle stop and letting that person continue.
After a night of drinking, finding someone to drive you to a destination would be a smart act. Or else, there's a really good chance of getting charged with drunk driving and facing the consequences that go with it. I'm Minerva Vasquez, WRPR News.